Well, magpie swooping season is upon us, and many Australians are expected to experience mobbing, that's the technical term, in the coming few weeks. Why do magpies swoop, and what is the best way to avoid such an incident? Tara Hayes has this report.
It's magpie swooping season in Australia. Many of us have had a past encounter we hope never happens again.
A couple of years ago, the street that I was living in, it had a magpie infestation. All roads in and out of my street had about 3 magpie nests on it. I was on a run. It was like the middle of summer. Magpie like went in for a swoop and then just kept swooping me for about 5-10 minutes. I had to dive into a bush to avoid getting pecked.
That's Michaela. She was unlucky enough to experience a mobbing. Many Australians will have a similar experience this month with the swooping season underway. Senior lecturer in ecology and ornithology at Charles Sturt University, Dr. Melanie Massaro, says the most rigorous defending lasts a couple of weeks from when the magpies nest, commonly at the beginning to the middle of September.
A particular nest, it would just only be for a few weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks, but it wouldn't go much longer than that. But then, of course, what happens sometimes is that when birds lose their first clutch, so for example, due to bad weather or a predator taking the eggs, then they will re-nest. And so that's the reason why you can get some magpies to swoop later in the year.
Dr. Massaro says the main reason magpies swoop is to defend their territory.
So effectively, they want a person, a human in this case, who's in the territory, within their territory, to move on. Like literally get away, get further away from the nest. That's what it is. And birds, of course, because they live in a three-dimensional space, will defend a three-dimensional territory. While it might not necessarily be clear to humans where the territory starts and ends, for the birds, it's crystal clear on where the territory begins, and then they will swoop you as soon as you are in that territory. So it's a defense behavior of the nest and chicks, because remember, the chicks in the nest or eggs in the nest, they're quite vulnerable to predators. And that's how this behavior has evolved.
Social media site Magpie Alert is set up to track and monitor incidents of aggressive swooping in Australia. So far this year, it has recorded nearly 2,000 attacks and 229 injuries. However, this is likely to be an underestimate as it's difficult to track the exact number of swooping due to many incidents going unreported. Swooping, also known as mobbing, is a behaviour not unique to magpies.
Mobbing is quite common among birds. So most of the time, birds just mob other birds, predatory birds. So even, you know, honey eaters or willy wagtails will even mob other birds. So mobbing is really, really common for many bird species. However, there's only a few groups of birds that actually started mobbing humans, and the most famous ones here in Australia, of course, the Australian magpies.
She says the best way to avoid being mobbed is to avoid the territory.
So if you know that there are magpies nesting, then you can try to avoid their territory during the time when they have chicks. But sometimes, you know, you're not totally familiar with where they have their territories and whether they're swooping at the moment or not. And then that, you know, probably the best thing is to wear a hat or to bring an umbrella and then use that and just walk through the territory. If you find yourself being swooped by a magpie, you try to walk out of the or get out of the territory as quickly as possible. So you don't want to stop and start yelling at the magpie, because that will agitate the magpie even further.
Michaela says she hasn't been swooped since the last incident and has taken to avoiding the magpie territory near her home.
If I stop and like stare at it just to see if it'll, you know, swoop or move or go to its nest or something, and then from that I walk around it with a good like 3-meter radius.
Magpie swoop victim Michaela, ending that report by Tara Hayes.